I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. The easiest way to shatter darkness is to introduce light. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So light has power to disarm any darkness. Darkness can only harass you when there's no light. You don't do something because somebody did it. You don't travel because another person traveled to succeed. Each one must get his own instruction from God. You can be close as friends, but God will not give you the same instructions. Abraham was his father, but he said, Abraham, you go to Egypt. But for Isaac, you remain here. I mean, understand what God is saying. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because divine instructions are door openers. They give you access to God's treasures. They are the gateways to God's abundance. If you want God to release His blessings, you must follow His instructions. Every distinction is a function of obedience to divine guidance. He does not walk with all the same pattern. That's why He's God. He divided the Red Sea through Moses through a rod. He divided the water through Elijah through a mantle. He divided the water through Joshua through the legs. Each one had a different pattern. That somebody went overseas in a pattern to succeed does not mean you will succeed in that same pattern. I may not understand what I'm saying. God gives each one a specific instruction, and when you obey His instruction, He delivers you from destruction and you enjoy distinction. If you want to succeed, you must follow instruction. What is God saying to me? You don't just jump to do a business because somebody is doing it. Come on, sir, hear. I don't understand what I'm talking about. May your ears be open to hear God. Now, for instance, the man Elijah, in 1 Kings chapter 17, he said to Elijah, go to the widow of what? Zarephath. Now, the widow of Zarephath was at a crossroad, but she was given an instruction to give to Elijah first. And that was what made her to prosper without struggle. Is that clear, sir? There was a specific instruction made for Elijah first. Assuming she did not hear that instruction and did not obey. That's 1 Kings 17:13. A widow. What was it? God gave her what? God didn't give her money. He gave her instruction. God does not give money. He gives you instruction that leads to your wealth. Peter, he told him, launch into what? The deep. Luke 5:4. In another place in Luke and John 21, he said to him, cast your net on the right hand side. Same instruction. So sometimes we're on the wrong hand side. What has God instructed you concerning your business and career that you are ignoring? Some of you has told you something, you are just ignoring it. His instructions are the links to our prosperity. Hear this. God hides his blessings in instructions. God has what? In every blessing of God is in an instruction. It's hidden inside an instruction. Every time you say no to an instruction, you have said no to prosperity. If I never came to Port Harcourt, I would have been poor by now. I tell you the truth. Hello. Are you hearing me now? So to prosper is not just giving money. What is God saying to you? You don't struggle because when he leads you, he makes you a leader. When he directs you, he makes you a director. When he instructs you and you obey, you become an instructor. Hello! You prosper without struggles when you follow his divine instruction. Say here, Lord, give me an instruction. I will obey you. If you're sincere, I said it one more time. Lord, give me an instruction. I will obey. Because every time God gives an instruction, he wants to move to the next phase. And most times, his instructions may not even appeal to us. That's the problem. It may not even appeal to our intellect. Especially if you are too educated. By all standards, Isaac should have gone to Egypt. True. Abraham went there and prospered. Am I talking? But he came to Isaac. He said, don't move. Stay in this Philistine. This way I made you. Some people went abroad and prospered. Does not mean you follow them. Some people's prosperity is where they are. Some is outside where they are. You don't move with another man's instruction. Never, never. Two people, even of the same parents, can never be with same instruction. God gives each one a specific instruction. He gave Isaac a specific instruction. Abraham a specific instruction. Check from the Bible. Four of them, no one was the same. Abraham's instruction was different. Isaac's instruction was different. Jacob's instruction was different. Joseph's instruction was different. So that your father went into carpentry does not mean you must end up a carpenter. That your father is a medical doctor does not mean you succeed as a doctor. That your father has a chamber does not mean you inherit his father's chamber. That's why many lawyers are failures, because after they want their children to read law, who are not lawyers. So you see so-and-so and son's chambers. And the son says, I'm not a lawyer. I'm an estate marketing man. So he leaves law to start selling property. The father said, our family, there has to be a lawyer. And the boy said, I don't have any flair for law. Lord, give me an instruction. Say one more time. I will obey. So, if you could have given instruction now to leave your job and say something, you say, try. I have master's marketing. I like to wear tie. And God said, now go into the building industry. Say, no, building means I'll be seeing another son with cap. No way. I want to stay in the office where I'll turn my AC and roll my chair. God said, now office, I stop, go to the field. He said, no. I have PhD in architecture, so I stay in the room, no sight. I'm a consultant. God said, now consultancy, stop, go to the side. He said, no way. So he dies a poor man as a consultant, and nobody's consulting him. Because you must follow divine instruction. We don't walk as the world walks. In the kingdom, we walk as God wants us to walk. Key number two. After God gives you an instruction, it's not enough. You must obey. Number two key to prosper without struggle is obedience to divine instruction. Obedience to what? Obedience to divine instruction. God said to Isaac in Genesis chapter 26, verse 6, and Isaac got instruction. He said, dwelled in Gerar. The next thing Isaac did was to obey what God said. Many of us, God had instructed us, but we have refused to obey. Obedience to instruction is the master key to God's blessings. It's the ladder that you need to climb out of poverty to prosperity. Obedience can make a mediocre to become a star in the kingdom of God. It can make a crawler to become a high flyer. It can make a beggar to become a lender. It does not take time. It takes the truth, which is obedience. If ye be willing, listen, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. Many of us have gotten what? Instruction, but we refuse to obey. If ye be willing, yes, I agree, it's not enough. And obedient, you shall eat the good of what? So it's not enough, oh God, I know God has told me to start marketing. That's obedience, that's willingness. Is that true? Have you started the marketing? Oh, if you know what the idea God gave me since last year, have you obeyed the idea? Since last year, you have been talking, God gave you an idea. Yes, he gave you. That is simple what? Instruction. Now, what have you done with the idea?
David Ibiomi will be right back.
That which is born of the spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. God created you from where? Himself. So you cannot maximize, realize your potential as a child until you go back to your source. You don't work to earn, you work to learn. You work to contribute, your potentials will come out. Never go to work in a place because they pay you. Go to work in a place because you have something to offer. God does not give fruit. He gives you seed, then the seed goes to become. Every time challenge yourself to be better than what you are. So potential is unexposed ability and latent power.
To get a copy of this message on DVD, audio CD, and MP3, contact us through the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Last week, my brother was very sick. He cannot stand up, or his body was paining him. So my father bought me how to receive your divine healing. So I now call my brother on Friday night that he should come and follow me and read the book. That if he has faith, he's going to receive his healing. So as we were reading the book, we saw where the author wrote, be healed in Jesus' name, proclaim your healing. As I was telling him to proclaim his healing, that is how he got his healing in Jesus' name.
Sometime last month, July, I went for a test and I tested HIV positive. I'm not a member of this church. So the last Sunday I bought this book. I read this for just 2 days and I had to go for a test. And it's negative.
Millions of people across the globe, whom doctors gave no hope, have been miraculously healed from medically incurable health conditions, and today live absolutely in divine health by applying the biblical teachings in this book, Walking in Divine Health, redesigned and insightfully repackaged for greater impact. To get a copy of this book, contact us through any of this information. If you are in Nigeria, call 0703-897-5714 or write to us at info@salvationministrieshs.org. If you are in the UK, call 020-8592-5440 or visit EFIMAX at 3 Paslow Avenue, Degham, RM95BA. Write to us at P.O. Box 4341, London, RM113US. Or send an email to salvation.ministries_UK@gmail.com. If you are in any other part of the world, you can visit our website at www.salvationministrieshs.org or call us on +234-703-897-5714.
Understand what God say? Glory to God. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Job 36 verse 11. If thou shalt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all that he commands you this day, he will set you up on high above all nations of the earth. Deuteronomy chapter 28 1 to 6. He said, that shall be above only, that shall not be beneath, you shall be the head, you shall not be the tail. All of them comes to one condition. If you obey, if you do what? Shall make you the head and not the tail. To become prosperous without struggle, you must obey divine instruction. One day God said to the man Abraham, he said, take thy son, thy only son, with thy lovers. He gave him an instruction. And the Bible said in Genesis 22, from verse 2, and Abraham took who? Isaac. So obedience. Abraham did not stay to confess. God said, I should take Isaac. God said, I should take it. God said to me, if I can give offering, I'll be rich. You have been talking that for how many years now? Have you obeyed? Hello. When God instructed Abraham, he obeyed at every point. He told him to leave. In Genesis chapter 12, Abraham obeyed. Two or four? Am I talking? He said, come out of that people. The Bible said, and Abraham obeyed. In Genesis 17, he told him, circumcise. Abraham what? Obeyed. In Genesis 22, he said, give me that son. He obeyed. He said to him, move out as Agar. He obeyed. Every point God gave instruction to Abraham, Abraham immediately obeyed. And that was why Abraham became so prosperous. In Genesis 26, 24, verse 1, Abraham was so prosperous until he passed on. May your own testimony be like that. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Obedience has no substitute. Whatever it tells you to do, don't analyze, don't rationalize, and don't argue it. Whatever it tells you to do. You know why? The reason why we should obey God's instructions? Because anything God tells you has a good plan for you. Why you should obey divine instruction is this. Anytime God tells you something, it's a good plan. He said, with the thoughts I think towards you, and not of evil, so to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. So when you obey God's word, it's simply telling you that something I have better than what you are doing. Hello. Because he knows the end from the beginning. God can never tell you something that will be better than your yesterday. Anytime God gives you an instruction, it will be better than your today. Most times when God gives you an instruction, it may not appeal to your intellect. It's wiser than you, so stop using your elementary sense of school. What you read, he is the only wise God. You're only trying to be wise. You made first class. He's the only one who taught you. Hello. So most times we try to know God, you know, with more understanding. So whenever God instructs you, do not delay. It is dangerous to harden your heart against God's divine instruction. You say, who has ever hardened his heart and ever what? Prospered. Job 9 verse 4. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who had hardened against him and had what? Prospered. Say, I hear. Say with me, divine instruction. Number one, get instruction. Number two, obey instruction. Number three, have faith. Have what? You know why? He said in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he's a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. So without faith, you cannot please God. Because most things God will tell you to do in the natural, you need faith. Are you getting what I'm saying? So, your faith is what moves God to perform. Faith is standing on the integrity of God's word that commits him to perform what he has said. He said, I'm not a man that I should lie. That's not what I should repent. If God has said anything, then he's committed to doing it. So, if God says to you, move, have faith to move. Abraham, God said, depart. Abraham had not seen the place where God was taking him to, but he left. Genesis 12, 1 and 4. And it takes faith to obey God when you have not seen. Am I talking? It takes faith to give out what is in your hand when you have not seen another one. Without faith, you can't prosper without struggle. Faith is a major requirement to prosper without struggles. So here. Number four key. I close with number four for this service. So here. Number one, what? Divine instruction. Number two, obedience. Number three, Have faith. Number four, seed sowing. Giving. Seed sowing. Giving. And Isaac sowed in the land. Isaac did what? Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. Isaac was a seed sower. Kingdom system of prosperity is different from the world system. In the world, your prosperity is determined by how much you accumulate for yourself. How much you can accumulate to yourself, but in the kingdom, is how much you give that determines your prosperity. Distribution is the gateway to prosperity. Accumulation is destructive in the kingdom. There is seed that scattered and yet increased. There is seed that withholded more than its meat. It tends to poverty. That's Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24. The more you scatter, the more you prosper. The more you withhold, the more you end up a pauper. Is somebody get what I'm saying? Now, let me read the good news version of that scripture. Proverbs 11, 24, 25. Listen. Good news. Eh? Some people spend their money freely and still grow richer. Others are cautious and yet grow poorer. Be generous and you will be prosperous. Help others and you will be helped. You like that? God is a giver. The only proof that you have the nature of God is to give. Everyone who has not accepted Jesus as He is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
My name is Samuel Ohuo. I read a book by Papa, said a miracle, a hand. And with the understanding that this hand that I have is not only to eat dairy. So on Sunday, when I got home, one of my tenants was dead. He's dead already. They were praying. I came out and I asked, what is happening? They said that the man is dead. I called his brother. I said, your brother will not die. I went back house and I took that book, Miracle Hand. I said, for this hand, it's a miracle hand. And as I lay this hand on you, and I, by the name of the God of David, Ibiomi, come heal in Jesus' name. And the man jacked back to life.
It's revelatory and dynamic. Miracle Hands, another insightful book written by David Ibiomi, reveals that the hands of believers are divinely electrified and wired with the power of God for the working of miracles, signs, and wonders. Your hands are not ordinary. You will discover more for yourself as you read through the intriguing pages of this book. To get a copy of any of these books in the UK, visit Ify Max, 3 Parklow Avenue, Degham, ROM95BA. Telephone number 020-8592-5440. If you are in any other part of the world, call +234-703-897-5714. Or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Did you miss any part of this episode? You can watch more at www.salvationministrieshs.org.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Pokorker, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.